I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a series of attacks in Afghanistan last week. On Thursday, at least 31 were killed and 87 wounded when they bombed a Shia mosque. The same day, a vehicle exploded near a police station, and days earlier, two bombs went off in Kabul at a school for boys. Nehemiah with FMI says one boy reported stepping out for a break with his class when the first bomb exploded.
The second blast took place as rescuers are out right to ferry victims from the first explosion to the hospital, and there were dead bodies everywhere. The images and the footages we have and the news we are getting from and the reports are getting from our resources there from Kabul, I would say the numbers are very, very high.
Ask God to protect FMI's partners as they minister among Shia populations. And the Russian invasion of Ukraine sent millions of refugees spilling out across Europe. Governments have been much more welcoming to these people than they have been of refugees from Iraq, Afghanistan, or Syria in recent years. And why is that? Well, many Europeans fear letting Islamic terrorists into their countries. But Emily Klooster with Tent Schools International says Middle Eastern refugees are fleeing war and terrorism, just like Ukrainians.
Here's an example. Our partner in Jordan provides a safe school for the children of Iraqi Christian families who have fled ISIS. Now, we understand it's a human tendency to hold suspicion for groups outside of our own, but this is something that really needs to be fought against within ourselves and not promoted.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.